So I want to share a story with you that a very dear friend of mine shared with me a while back, and it's stuck in my mind because it was such a beautiful story. This is, by the way, a story told to me by Dawa Digital. Go, if you haven't already, check out his channel. It's a brilliant channel. He told me once that before he started practicing, he went to see one of his friends. They were a couple, and they lived together, and he went to the house, and they were chilling as they normally did. And he was sitting down, and you know, their little daughter, maybe 3, 4, 5 years old, was playing out on the street. Now, they're sitting there watching TV, and suddenly they hear this car just screeching, you know, and just coming to a standstill and just smashing into something. And you hear this loud sounds, these bangs and these, you know, this all this commotion outside. And the mother, as soon as she hears this, she jumps out of her chair. She says, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And she runs outside while the guys are just, you know, confused as to what's just happened. And then a few moments later, she comes back with a daughter in her arms like this, holding her really close to her. And she's just saying, "Thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God." And she sits down. Now, my friend, Mohsin, is sitting there. And he said, "I was sitting there and I was just looking at her and I was thinking, hold on a second. You told me you were an atheist." And this is what he's thinking in his head, because she was an atheist. And then later, a while later, he asked her, he said, "You know, I want to ask you something. You know, that day when, you know, there was all of this stuff that happened outside and you were worried and you ran out, you know, and your daughter was safe, thank God, and you brought her back home. What really puzzled me was that at first you got up and you said, 'Oh my God.' You called out to God, you mentioned God. And then when you realized your daughter was safe and you brought her back inside, you said, 'Thank God, thank God, thank God.' You thanked God, but you're an atheist." And she looked at him and she didn't have any answers. And so, and he shared this story with me. And when he shared it, I was like, this is the fitrah. This is the fitrah in action. Fitrah meaning the innate disposition of the human being, which an integral part of which is to recognize that we have a creator. And sometimes it's when we go through a difficult situation, when we face some sort of calamity, suddenly out of nowhere, we immediately call out to God. The switch flips within us and we call out to God. Because in such a moment, we don't have time to be arrogant or to deny God for whatever reason we deny God. Or to even sit there and say, "Oh, you know what? Let me think about this for a second. A tragedy has just taken place." Or imagine for a second you're on a plane and the plane is just hit some sort of turbulence and the plane is just coming down or one of the engines is blown out. And, you know, you don't sit there at that moment saying, "You know, hold on a second. Before I call out to God, let me think about if there's any good rational arguments to acknowledge the existence of God. And then we'll ask God to save us." No, it doesn't work like that. In such a moment, you know with a certainty that the only one that can help you is your creator. And you call out to him with sincere faith from the depths of your heart. This is something God captures in the Quran as well. When he says that, refers to or gives us a parable of people at sea, fishermen at sea. You know, they're going about their daily lives and suddenly high waves come over them and they fear for their lives. And in that moment, when they recognize there's no way out, there's nothing from a worldly perspective that can help them, they call out to God with sincere faith. But what does God say then in the Quran? When he brings them to safety, to land, only a few of them remain on faith. Most of them turn away. That's just the nature of human beings, unfortunately. But such events, such occurrences, such stories, such as the one I shared with you, really remind us over and over again that the belief in God is natural. It's a part of our very beings. And the only reason we turn away from God is not because of rational reasons, it's because of emotional reasons. There are other things which are conflicting within us, and sometimes the easiest thing to do is to turn away from God and do the things we really want to do and not feel any guilt or remorse or sense of accountability. And it's the easiest thing to do sometimes, just ignore God, turn away from Him. But we can't run away from God. The truth is always there. The reality of God is within us. So it's best we acknowledge it, so that not only we benefit in this life, but in the life to come. I leave you guys with this. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Until next time, take care.